From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, a passage often called Faith's Hall of Fame. Today, Dr. Cairns will begin the fourth message in the series. The focus is on Enoch, and the message is called Faith That Overcomes Depravity and Death. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called Help Wanted. The text is Matthew chapter 20 and verse 7. Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. Yes, there is work in Christ's vineyard for old bodies. It is the 11th hour, and yet he will let us work. What great grace is this! Surely every old man ought to jump at this invitation. After men are advanced in years, nobody wants them as servants. They go from shop to shop, and employers look at their gray hairs and shake their heads. But Jesus will engage old people and give them good wages too. This is mercy indeed. Lord, help the aged to enlist in thy service without an hour's delay. But will the Lord pay wages to worn-out old men? Do not doubt it. He says he will give you what is right if you will work in his field. He will surely give you grace here and glory hereafter. He will grant present comfort and future rest, strength equal to your day, and a vision of glory when the night of death comes on. All these the Lord Jesus will as freely give to the aged convert as to the one who enters his service in his youth. Let me tell this to some unsaved old man or old woman, and pray the Lord to bless it for Jesus' sake. Where can I find such persons? I will be on the lookout for them, and kindly tell them the news.
Shall wash its heart and take his my blessing.
As believers in Jesus Christ seek to witness to the unsaved, they are frequently met by a variety of questions. These might include such queries as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions on a DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD, Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Today, Dr. Cairns begins the fourth message in this series in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. The second person memorialized in the chapter is Enoch, of whom it is recorded that he was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. In the midst of ungodliness and apostasy, Enoch represented the apex of the godly line, providing a rich example for believers in every age. As Dr. Cairns will show, Enoch is a challenge to us to shine for Christ. Dr. Cairns now begins a message called Faith That Overcomes Depravity and Death.
The text this morning is again in Hebrews chapter 11, and this time in verses 5 and 6. Very familiar verses, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Enoch was the seventh from Adam in the line of Seth. The book of Genesis not only traces the line of Seth, the line of God's people that ultimately would lead to Christ, but over against it, it also traces the line of apostasy and rebellion, the line of Cain. The seventh from Adam in the line of Cain was a man by the name of Lamech. And the contrast between these two seventh men, Lamech and Enoch, plainly expresses for us the spiritual conflict that was very evident in those days right at the dawn of human history. It's interesting that both Lamech and Enoch have left on record for us a poetic message. Enoch gave a prophecy, and it is in the form of poetry. Then Lamech gave not a prophecy, but a very boastful song. You'll find that in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 23, Lamech said unto his wives Ada and Zillah. It's interesting that he was the first polygamist in Scripture. He said, "Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt." Lamech boastfully celebrated his murderous revenge in the slaughter of another man. And in him, the depths of the apostasy of the line of Cain begin to be fully plumbed. In contrast, Enoch left this wonderful prophecy. It deserves in many ways to be a song. We read it in the book of Jude. He said, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." Enoch first sang of the coming of the Lord, and then his righteous soul was stirred in this prophecy against the apostasy that he found rampant all around him. And he said, "When the Lord comes, he will come to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." And in Enoch, the antediluvian piety, the holiness of the godly line, reached its apex. What a contrast then. Lamech and the apostasy of Cain. Enoch and the holiness, the dedication to the Lord of the line of Seth. It's very, very noteworthy that the apostasy which surrounded Enoch did not weaken his personal purity, his personal holiness, and his committed stand for God. We do read of the last days that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Unfortunately, that is the norm. When people get to be surrounded by wickedness, declining standards, when the accepted mode of behavior of the society in which we live gets more and more wicked, it becomes acceptable to God's people to lower their own standards, to drop off in personal holiness, not to be so strict in their stand for God. And they begin to let the old truths drift. And rather than be picked out as an old-fashioned, hard-nosed, Bible-thumping fundamentalist, they just go along a few steps behind. But contemporary wickedness becomes for them an excuse for sin. We learn from Enoch that it never is a true reason for sin. Rather, the wickedness that surrounds us, the apostasy of the day in which we live, even the religious apostasy. Let me just throw in a side note here. It is thought by many scholars and etymologists that one of the names in the line of Cain, it's in our Bible as Mahujael, means the man of God. And it is very significant that while in the line of Seth, you do not find in the names recorded a direct reference to the name of God, you do find it in the line of Cain. You do find it in the apostasy. The very invocation of the name of God. And in this situation where the apostates are invoking the name of God, you find wickedness right in the very church. Now, that is for us not an excuse for sin, but it is for us an opportunity to shine for God. To shine for God. If you ever visit Dr. O. Talmage Spence's school up in North Carolina, you will be constantly confronted with the motto that they have adopted. And that is militant against the apostasy and magnificent for God. The two things always going together. In this day and age, where the apostates are invoking the very name of God in the pursuit of every kind of wickedness, where in this very country apostates today are using the name of God to bless sodomy, to unite sodomites in so-called marriage, and glorify them if they will pursue, at least for a time, what they are pleased to call a monogamous relationship. In this day, when apostates are invoking the name of God in the very worship of Satan, we have no excuse for slacking off from what God has called us to, but we have every reason to shine, be militant against that apostasy. May God grant that we will never, either individually or as a church, become muted in our stand, our militancy against the wickedness of the day in which we live. God save us from becoming a bunch of mealy-mouthed compromisers. That's what has happened to so many churches. But may God grant in our stand that it will never degenerate merely into fighting for fighting's sake, but we will always shine for Christ and be magnificent for for the Savior. That's exactly what Enoch did. His godly life, his faithful stand, his miraculous translation are all well known. Indeed, it's just a couple of years or so since, preaching through the characters in Genesis, I preached a character study on this man, Enoch. You may or may not recollect that. Sometimes I think it would be easy for the preacher, if people had bad memories, I could just go back and preach the old message again. But you see, I have people here who have such memories that they make the elephant seem as if he has no memory at all. And they not only remember when I preached it, but they can tell me every point that I preached. Something I couldn't do myself. So, these are well known to us. His life, his stand, his translation. What I want to do today, focusing in Hebrews chapter 11, is emphasize these words of the text, by faith. We're going to look at the whole text, but especially this, by faith, Enoch was translated. And I want us to look at Enoch as an example of the exercise of faith, and particularly that faith that overcomes depravity and death. Three things I want us just to point out. But as we look at them, let's keep in mind that Enoch was first a man of holiness in a day of apostasy. But he was more. He was, and he continues to be, a message of life in the midst of death. Genesis 5, the recurring phrase is, and he died, and he died, and he died, and he died. And then you suddenly come to Enoch, and he didn't die. So you have these two things about Enoch. He was a man of holiness in a day of apostasy. His faith overcame depravity. He was a man who didn't die. He was a man who is a message of life in the midst of death. Here indeed is the very heart of the gospel that we preach. It deals with sin, and it gives you the power to live above the world and sin with a heart made pure and your garments white and Christ enthroned within. The gospel that does not give you the power to live in victory either is not the gospel, or secondly, is not being applied by faith in your life. But let us get this. The gospel is the power of God. It's the power of God unto salvation, not just the entrance upon salvation, but the enjoyment of salvation. The gospel is God's mighty dynamic power to enable his people to overcome depravity.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.